From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan says the U.S. military attack on a charity hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, could have been avoided. General John Campbell says a new report shows those involved didn't know the facility was a hospital.
The report also determined that the personnel who requested the strike and those who executed it from the air did not undertake the appropriate measures to verify that the facility was a legitimate military target.
Campbell says some involved in the attacks have been suspended from their duties. At least 30 people were killed. Several others were injured. Schools are back in session in Brussels today as the city tries to resume some sense of normalcy under the maximum terror alert. Terry Schultz visited one school that's been shut for 2 days and is now implementing stringent security standards.
Parents aren't allowed onto the school grounds for the time being. Here, a school official meets students at the gate and parents wave goodbye from the sidewalk. It's just one of the maximum security measures in force since the Paris attacks were found to have been carried out by Belgian citizens and residents, at least one of whom is still on the run, possibly here in Brussels. 10-year-old Geoffrey Ebene walks up perfectly confident. I ask if he's nervous.
No.
And if he feels good today.
Oui.
Not true for everyone. One young man, whose mother didn't want to identify them, told me he is worried about bad guys coming into the school. Police officers are stationed all day at every school to make sure that can't happen. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The president of Gambia has announced he will ban female genital mutilation, or FGM, in a country where three-quarters of women have had that risky procedure. NPR's Gregory Warner has more.
Most ethnic groups in the Gambia, a predominantly Muslim country, practice FGM with serious health implications. Some girls die from infections, others from childbirth complications later in life. But a key challenge for local activists has been winning over religious leaders. The president, Yahya Jammeh, announced that FGM is not required in Islam and has no place in modernity. A ban, though, is only the beginning. Egypt, for example, has banned FGM since 2008. But the practice is still common as a source of extra income for doctors who do the cut. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
Sales of new homes rose last month. The Commerce Department says sales rose 10.7% to an annual rate of 495,000. That's up 4.9% from a year ago. Prices, though, were lower, dropping 8.5% to $281,000 on average. Sales were led by the Northeast, which saw sales rise 13.5% in that month. Wall Street is trading slightly higher at this hour. The Dow is up 24 points at 17,836. The Nasdaq is up 10 points at 5113, and the S&P 500 is up 1. This is NPR News. Funeral services for a 24-year-old black man shot and killed by Minneapolis police a week and a half ago will be held today. Jamar Clark was shot November 15th during what police say was a struggle. Some witnesses, though, say he was handcuffed when he was shot, but police dispute that. Federal and state investigations are underway. His death has prompted protests, and police have now arrested three men in connection with shots fired at protesters Monday night that wounded five people. South Korean authorities have reported the death of the country's last remaining patient with MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. NPR's Elise Hugh reports he had been sick for several months.
The health ministry says the patient was 35 years old and infected in June. He also suffered from malignant lymphoma, which doctors say accelerated quickly before his death. The patient died Wednesday morning local time at Seoul National University Hospital. This patient's passing means there are no more MERS patients in South Korea. The outbreak is now over after MERS sickened hundreds and killed 38 people since it was first diagnosed in the country 6 months ago. The fatality rate in South Korea has been about 20%. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Seoul.
Pope Francis has landed in Kenya, the first stop on his tour of three African countries. He'll also visit Uganda and Central African Republic. And that will mark the first time a pope has flown into an armed conflict, as the two-year ongoing violence between Christians and Muslims in CAR continues. Crude oil prices trading lower, down about 0.9% at $42.48 a barrel. This is NPR News from Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.